Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show. Because, well, this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after about 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people ditch the yo-yo diets so that they can finally have freedom around food. So I am super excited to introduce Nissa Gran. Now, after following mainstream diets for decades, Nissa was miserable and in a constant state of weight regain. She struggled with chronic illnesses like heartburn, daily headaches, anxiety, depression, cystic acne, and more. And once Nissa hit 245 pounds, she felt helpless since no advice she had received had worked. Then she came across the same life-changing info that she now teaches and lost 100 pounds. Nissa has kept off that weight for nearly 5 years and her chronic conditions have vanished. She has more energy than ever and maintaining what she lost has been a breeze. Nissa has since written 5 books. She hosts a podcast with the author who helped her get started and has created courses and challenges to help others learn these same life-transforming strategies. Nissa teaches others how to eat fat and eat healthy with a low-carb lifestyle, which includes keto, intermittent fasting, and improved digestion. And Nissa's weight loss success story has been featured in People Magazine, People TV, Pop Sugar, and news channels across the country. Well, welcome, Nissa. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping people solve tremendously serious challenge that, you know, can be a lifelong battle. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, for a lot of people, it is a lifelong battle. I work with women who are in their 80s that are still struggling with it, and they've always struggled with it.
Yeah, every day, just like another day of trying to figure this out. And obviously, that's what you've done. So exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point once you figured out how to keep the weight off that prompted you to start sharing your discoveries with others?
So I actually had a friend who I used to struggle with weight loss with her. We did the same diet programs and neither of us had lasting success. And then once I went on and found low carb, followed by improving digestion, and then I went to keto and intermittent fasting and I had lost this weight and I had so much success. And she kept messaging me, asking me exactly what I did. So I would just, you know, I was a stay-at-home mom, so I would just text her everything I did and hope that she would put it into place. And then a few months later, I'd hear back from her. She was still starting over again and she didn't do anything I told her to do. So I'd have to write it all out again. And I just got frustrated with her that, you know, it's really easy once you follow it. But she wasn't even getting past the first point. So I actually started putting everything that I did down into blogs. Oh. And I just kind of went from there, you know, just helping people that were struggling with their weight, which I had done for so long with my weight loss blogs.
Right. Yeah. No, that's great. Sometimes it really takes that extra handholding to help people actually, you know, implement some of these techniques that we've heard, like you said. It's not as easy as just getting started and you can get the weight lost and that's it. So obviously there was some secret sauce that you were including that made it different and stand out. So, well, how long have you been sharing this great information with others and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yeah, so I reached my goal weight around the summer of 2017, and that's when I started writing blogs for my website. And basically back then it was just a hobby, you know, something I did to help other moms in my area lose the baby weight. And, you know, as I put more and more effort into it, I started adding recipes and my website just started getting built out. And like I said, it was just a hobby. I was doing a little bit of coaching on the side, but nothing too big. And then in June of 2018, I received a call to be in People Magazine's annual 100 pounds down edition. So I was in the magazine for that, and they have a circulation of over 7 million people. So it was a pretty big deal at the time. Just kind of got the ball rolling for me where, you know, I'd taken all the information that I'd put together and started writing books about it. And the author that I learned from, he contacted me about working together for courses. So it definitely evolved from, you know, just a hobby of blogging into a career where now, you know, I'm putting together courses. I have a membership. We have a one-on-one coaching program. I still write blogs and recipes. So it's definitely come a long way.
Oh yeah. It sounds like it's just really taken off. You know, it's interesting how when you start down that path, you have no idea how this is going to unfold. But my gosh, since 2017, it sounds like it's just been one opportunity after the next to really help a lot of people through your efforts of getting out there. And I love the fact that you've got this podcast. I think this is a great format to reach people because they can hear those subtle differences that maybe you can't when you're, you know, reading information, you can actually have that conversation. So, which leads to one of my favorite things, which is the enrollment conversation. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. But I'm curious here, have there been any big, you know, roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way? It sounds like things have just really unfolded kind of naturally.
So for me personally, my main job is a stay-at-home mom of two small kids. So I've always had to balance taking care of the kids. I had a husband before the pandemic happened who traveled almost full-time for work, you know, so I was kind of doing a lot of the work myself and then trying to balance and helping as many women as I could lose weight. So it's really, you know, just the life balance that I struggled with mostly.
Right. So, you know, what did you do to kind of keep things going as far as being that full-time mom, making sure your kids are well taken care of, obviously being beyond that. And I'm sure you're probably hands-on with creating lots of fun things. At least that's always the flip side of not only just taking care of the kids, but experiencing lots of fun activities. And that takes a lot of time. So what did you do that allowed you to kind of divide your time successfully between full-time parenting and building this business?
One of the biggest things that helped me is waking up early and just getting started right away before anyone else is awake to, you know, ask for snacks or ask for water or whatever. Right. You know, I wake up sometimes at 4:30. I try to sleep until at least 5, but just getting up and getting straight to my first priority, whatever is my top priority for the day, getting that done. So at least I can feel accomplished and know that I did something instead of like ending the day and having no idea what I did that was productive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Just getting ahead of the things that start unfolding with kids, because it is pretty much nonstop unless you have somebody step in for a couple hours a day and actually take over. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It sounds like you've really developed a lot of self-discipline though, to be able to get up at that hour every day and just get the work done and then roll right into being, you know, hands-on with your kiddos. That's huge demand, but obviously a huge dedication. So very impressive that you have that type of work ethic. And, you know, Nissa, you're obviously an expert at helping people finally solve their weight gain challenges and the additional health symptoms that arise because of that. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, that's probably the most difficult, just because, you know, before I was a mom and before I did any of this, I always worked in offices and I always stayed far away from the sales jobs just because that didn't really fit my personality type. So when I do sell, I just, you know, try to make it as organic as possible. Mm-hmm. But sometimes that can lead to a lot of doing too much work or giving too much information away, which obviously, you know, might not always lead to a sale.
Right, right. Yeah, that's interesting. Especially with social media, the thing to do now is give away free content, and so that people have the ability to learn more about what your philosophies are and get some free stuff to hopefully make the difference for themselves. So do you put out free content as a way to generate interest?
Yeah, so that was the basis of my strategy for a very, very long time was you hear all these podcasters, business podcasters that say like, you need to be consistent and have a new article each week or a new podcast each week. And I was trying to do it all, I think. Like I was doing the blogging, adding new recipes, doing podcasts and videos on YouTube. So I just kind of did a little bit of everything.
Right. Yeah, that is a lot. That is a lot. I was generating more free content to put out there. And then, you know, obviously the point is to have people decide to want to work with you so that they can have that lasting change, right? And not just another tip or trick or something that might not be the full picture. And so if you'd like, I can give you a little bit of insight as to how to balance the give free content mode with actually having more, you know, personalized conversations to really drill down and understand what's going on specifically for an individual person so that you can make an offer to work with them on more of a deeper level to cause that full transformation so that they can keep the weight off. So if you'd like, I can share with you maybe a little technique that would help shift that.
Yeah, I love that.
And this isn't, you know, anything that is very difficult to do at all. It just requires a little bit of strategic thinking as far as the free information that you're putting out there, because it's obviously great information and people can take it and make some adjustments in their life. But it's just like with the friend you were talking about, you were giving her free information and she wasn't really receiving the same kind of results. So until you have very specialized approach that's dependent upon that individual, they can't realize the same effects or outcomes as you're talking about. So the goal is to have the information that you're gifting, you know, the free content, very clearly indicate that this is not everything that's going to create a lasting change. You know, this is one aspect. So you clearly define, this is what they do know. This is what you have shared that is going to affect and improve this one aspect. But in order to have more of a sustained or, you know, lasting transformation, they're missing, and then identify, you know, what you haven't given them. And then the next step in that process where you will share that additional information is to then have this, you know, more deep personalized conversation with them so that you can provide them with more specific, you know, a game plan that's tailored to their unique health situation or age or what are the other criteria that comes into play. So the point is with the free content, you illuminate that there is a gap between what you've given them and what they need to have really a full lasting transformation where the weight does stay off, where they do finally have healthier bodies and they are finally without the chronic pain and that kind of thing. So really illuminating what that gap is between what you've given them and what they truly want for their long-term weight loss and lifestyle. So does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that really makes sense, and something that I have been trying to get across in my free content lately. So we created our Ready, Set, Keto method, and we talk about what's included in that to try to help fill the gap of what our program provides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just that clear next step is, you know, then having a conversation with you so that they understand the value of that too. So, but yeah, that's definitely one of those things that if you just continue to give free content, then people become, you know, just looking for that additional free content. And instead of, you know, making that life transformational step to actually put the action, put the little details together that only can be provided by, you know, working more deeply with you, with the techniques and technologies that you've developed. So yeah, hopefully that strategic concept will make that difference, because obviously the work you do is so important. In fact, you know, we've been struggling with a pandemic now for well over a year, puts people working, generally speaking, out of their homes, which is what, about 25 to 50 feet from the refrigerator. So this probably has had a huge impact on people's yo-yo diets and maybe struggling with weight loss and, you know, frustrations around that. So can you share a little bit about how the pandemic has had impacts on the work that you do?
Yeah, so like you said, being so close to your fridge and, you know, wanting snacks is a big deal. But I think even bigger than that is the stress that people are feeling from not only the pandemic, are they going to get sick, where the loved ones get sick, but being inside all day and, you know, not getting out into the sun and getting all of those things that we need for natural health, it builds up the stress. And when you're in this stressed out state, it makes it even harder to lose weight. And then you add on top of that another stress relieving activity like the gyms. Most, you know, across the country, most gyms are closed, which, you know, so I don't really view weight loss as a calories in versus calories out, but the gym piece is so important to help people with the stress part. So when you combine all these things together, it's definitely a perfect storm for weight loss. But then as a business owner, the thing that we struggle with is, yes, people are stressed out, they're eating more, they're exercising less, so they are gaining weight, but a lot of people are also having one spouse lose a job, or, you know, multiple people lose a job. So then they might not, you know, even though they want to lose weight, they might not really have the money to invest in themselves for a weight loss program.
Right. Yeah, that definitely has a lot of layers to it. And I love the fact that you, you know, talk about really the stress as a huge, you know, catalyst for the weight loss issues. And it's not just what you eat, but it's a lot of things that are obviously a lot more complex. So, well, you know, Nissa, how do you work with people who want to finally take control of their weight gain issues and live healthier, happier lives? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah. So there's several different ways to work with me, but we have our Keto Decoded group, which is a membership, and our biggest philosophy there is you don't want to just switch everything overnight. So we do teach keto as a weight loss method, but we also teach low carb and digestion as the basic building blocks that you want to start with. Because when a lot of people start keto, they'll just go from the standard American diet to keto overnight. And it's usually a disaster because our bodies aren't really made for that kind of stress. So we really teach, you know, just getting the building blocks down. So getting the digestion piece down and starting off with an easier low carb plan before you transition into a more stressful approach like keto. And it's particularly important now when everyone's under so much other stress just from living their life. So a big philosophy that we have in our group is just do the next right thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you make a mistake, if you eat something that's not on your low carb or keto plan, don't stress out about it even more. Don't beat yourself up. Just do the next right thing. And when you keep doing the next right thing more often, that's when you'll start getting results, rather than when people just, you know, try to wake up and completely change their lives overnight. That usually doesn't work for people.
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, just transitioning more gently instead of just this crash diet or, you know, just a sudden shift. And, you know, I love that, you know, just concept of doing the next right thing. That makes so much sense, because that in and of itself can be applied to so many different things in life, right? You know, if we're building our business or parenting or a lot of different things. So that's sound advice in regard to dieting as well. So, well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
So I have my website that I started. It's eatingfatisthenewskinny.com. And I am on all social media, which includes Facebook, Facebook groups, and Instagram and Pinterest and YouTube as at eatingfatisthenewskinny. And like you said, I have written 5 books on Amazon. So you could just search my name, Nissa Gran, to read any of those books. But if your listeners would like a free copy of my first book, which is where I talk about how I got started to losing 100 pounds, it's called My Big Fat Life Transformation. And they can go to my website at eatingfatisthenewskinny.com/free book, and they will be able to get a free copy.
Okay, fantastic. Wow, that is super generous of you. So your website, I love the name, eatingfatisthenewskinny.com. That's an awesome website name, and you've taken it, you know, through all the different platforms and social media. So I think you listed basically all of them. Instagram, you've got Facebook, which includes your Facebook group. Is that a private group that people need to request permission to join?
Yeah.
Okay. And YouTube and Pinterest. So all with the same handle, Eating Fat is the New Skinny. And so that book, that free copy of the book, My Big Fat Life Transformation. Awesome. So that is available off your website.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, Nissa, that is very generous of you. Thank you so much for offering that to our listeners. And, you know, you've already shared just some tremendous nuggets of wisdom here, and just listening to your story and how you've put yourself out there and started sharing this great insight and what really worked for you with so many people, and juggling your life as a full-time parent, keeping that going while building this business has just been a huge accomplishment, and obviously very heart-centered, because, you know, it's such a challenge for so many people to be struggling with weight loss. So I really commend you for putting yourself out there. And I heard you say the last thing you wanted to be was in sales. And so obviously you've had to face a lot of your inner resistance and continuing to share this great wisdom with so many people. But if I could maybe get a little bit of insight from you to inspire some of our listeners in looking at your experience in building your business, can you share some advice with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yeah. So there's something that I struggled with for a long time. And even though, you know, I heard this from other entrepreneurs who are much more successful than me, I didn't want to believe it. Because like when I started, I did everything. I had the Facebook and the Instagram and the YouTube, and I was trying to keep up with all of it. And the biggest thing that I'm working on now that has helped me is to just pick one strategy and get really good at it. Don't try to be everywhere all at once, because you just end up spreading yourself too thin and get burned out. And it doesn't really work. But if you pick something that you're good at, like for me, my favorite thing to do is write. So you pick that one thing and just really focus on that strategy, and the results will come, and not get distracted by, you know, every new business course that comes out with someone claiming they got big results. Just because it worked for them, it doesn't mean that it would work for you and your niche. So I think if you just stick with your talent and what you're good at and focus on that, then that's when the results come.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense, because there is a lot of information out there that is differing and create that overwhelm or sense of, gosh, shall I try this for a while? No, shall I try that for a while? And it's almost like the dieting, right?
Yeah.
Same kind of thing. And so just find that one thing that works and stick with it. So yeah, that's great advice. I love that. And not spread yourself too thin. So that's also very important, because you want to enjoy, right? You want to enjoy building your business and your life. So yeah, great. Well, thank you so much for sharing that insight. And this, it's just been great hearing about your journey from, you know, your early weight loss challenges and, you know, reaching that point in your life where you're like, I'm done. This is it. I've got to figure something else out. And coming across finally this information, technology, this approach that was just a life changer for you. And taking the steps to put this information out, sharing it with others so that You've got this teaching that you're now providing, helping others eat fat and get healthy with low-carb lifestyle, which includes keto, intermittent fasting, and improved digestion. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you so much for having me, and of course, for your help.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Nyssa and all the great information that she's providing through her websites and social platforms. And that's Eating Fat is the New Skinny. So eatingfatisthenewskinny.com, and look for her on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Pinterest. And be sure to grab that free book that she's offering. That sounds like it is very inspirational and obviously very insightful. And that book is available through her website, My Big Fat Life Transformation. So look for that and download your free copy. All right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Nyssa Grahn. And as always, here's to your success.